Hey, everybody, it's High Point Sunday. We all know that, you know, level of excitement and exhaustion. It's been such a great weekend so far. And it kicked off for us at the Power Talk Friday tour with Luann Nigueira, a panel of experts and a lot of great interior designers just like you.
Just like you.
And so we wanted to kind of get on here and share our takeaways from that event, which we had such a great time learning and growing with all those amazing entrepreneurs in the room. So Shay, anything you want to just say at the top before I kind of go through what the day was about and who all was involved?
Yeah, I feel like the end of yesterday, it was yesterday, right?
Nope.
It feels like days
sure
have gone by.
Not.
Okay, dear. It was 2 days. How far are we away from
there
this event?
There we go. It was on Friday.
So ending the event, Luann's going around the room. She's asking for aha moments. What's that breakthrough? After all the overwhelm, what is that token takeaway? And you had one.
Yep.
And we can get into your share. But when I sat there, I was needing time to digest. I was one of those needing to process, couldn't spit fire to the top of my head. And then later we were sitting outside and in our discussion, my aha came. So maybe we go and share our ahas and then we get to some of these speakers that were in the room and what we think their superpowers are.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll start since I started last time. I felt like everybody says things in different ways. I love words. I love to know how people use their words to say what they're thinking and what's on their mind. And everyone had a slightly different way of saying it, but a big through line and common denominator in a lot of the conversations was this idea of big picture thinking or your future you or what does the future look like for you? No matter how all these incredible experts said it, it's how are we looking forward? What does that look like for you? And everyone wanted, along with success, joy. And when a whole bunch of people in a room are telling you that you can do that and that's what you can achieve, you can find your success, your joy, you can live this every day. It's so nice to hear that validation in a variety of different ways. And I felt so many of those business owners in the room like nodding with that hopeful feeling like, yes, that's what I'm going for. And I just thought that was a really beautiful takeaway from the day. You know, no matter how you want to say it, you can find the life you're looking for.
100%. So mine, Amber De La Garza. I think my aha stems from her presentation. We're not going to get totally into it, but the center core of this in your belief system and what you believe success is tied to your day-to-day. And I'm probably overcomplicating this because I had an even hard time articulating this to you in conversation, like,
yeah.
I found my problem. It's my beliefs. And you're like, yeah, okay, like, what are they? I'm like, no.
What beliefs? We're not there yet.
That's just it right there. You know, I do think that at my center core, there's some deep-seated beliefs that success equals grinding and working as hard as you can from morning to night. And I don't know if that stems from me listening to a bunch of YouTube compilations and motivational speakers. I've always like locked into that grind. I've locked into the
hustle culture.
Yeah, hustle culture. And if you're not hustling, you're not making it. There's more of them. I'm still workshopping through some of mine that I have to break. But I think there's a bit of that in all of us. And it comes down to boundaries and setting those boundaries and not feeling like you're failing a client because it's 5 o'clock and I'm with my kids. It's 5 o'clock, I'm with my kids. And that's the boundary. And if I want to pull that back to 3 o'clock, that doesn't make me a bad business owner. That doesn't mean I'm going to be less successful than the other person that's working till five. It's just a change in a belief system. And so I'm going to be doing a lot of deep thinking, you know, around that whole principle. And maybe we'll get into that later on down the journey of more discovery for myself. But that was pretty impactful for me.
Love to hear it. Shout out, Amber. We'll go more into kind of her and what she presented. And I also think like knowing you and knowing your story and your journey so far, I think there was a chapter in which that hustle worked for you, worked for your lifestyle. You worked really hard. You've paid your dues. Now your vision of success and what you want for yourself looks different. And you have to just remind yourself day after day after day, that's not working less hard. It's working differently. And there's that like belief. If I stop at 3, am I working less hard? No, no, you're not working less hard. You're working at a different time of day. Okay, so in terms of this event, again, this was Power Talk Friday, hosted and put together by Luann Nigueira of A Well-Designed Business and Window Works. You know her, you love her, probably. And if you don't, go check her out. But a really great day. And she put together a panel of experts that I think really kind of built on each other. And Shayna, our presentation went first. Now you're listening to 4 Designer Business. So hopefully that means you know something about us and 4D Biz. So we don't need to go into that as deeply because we have before. But Shayna's zone of genius in this particular group and kind of the avenue that we took that no one else was really diving into was operations, team, what you need behind you as you grow, what we see as the org chart of people you're going to need fractionally as you grow your business and get all the support that you need. If that already is triggering something for you, there's an episode for you previously. Call us, go to 4designerbusiness.com. We'll skip that for today. So then the next person that gets up is Andrea Libros and her zone of genius and her particular avenue in this conversation is what she called the CEO mindset. And you know, we're not here on this podcast today to give away any of their juicy tidbits or take any of their genius as our own. But just so you can kind of get a sense of how these presentations built upon each other, hers was really about that CEO mindset and keeping you in that as you grow your business. Mindset, coaching, finding and reminding yourself of your power. And Shay, I feel like you had an aha moment from this one too.
Yeah, I mean, my aha was more so other people's reaction and conversation centering around this. And for me, I feel this naturally inside myself that I've never questioned myself. I feel like I've always known I'm out for greatness and there's something much bigger that we're nowhere near even the tip of our iceberg. Our climb is at the bottom and I'm very confident in it. I can see it. My anxiety stems from feeling like we're not moving quick enough because I know what we have to do and what those next steps are. But what shocked me is how many of you out there are questioning that you can do this. It's blowing my mind. How many people need to hear it that whatever you see, whatever you feel inside yourself, you can get it. It's yours for the taking. Do not doubt yourself that you cannot do this because you can. And it really just is a game of hard work and time and resilience to not give up. And then throughout that journey, just figuring out how to balance yourself through this emotional roller coaster that everyone was talking at this event is unavoidable. It is never going to get easier. You are never going to just reach this point where everything's going to just all of a sudden be magically great. It is just a journey and you need to believe in yourself because I'm a true believer and I think Evelyn, you would agree that what you put out into the universe is what you receive.
Mm-hmm.
If you are doubting yourself, you're going to have clients that are doubting to close with you. Everything's going to kind of translate through, I think, from that center body of what you're feeling, that deep-seated belief system is going to
manifest.
Thank you. That's the word. Manifest. 100%. I was blown away. Were you blown away by the self-doubt and the need to hear, like, I can do this?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're not like Shayna and that doesn't come as naturally to you and you don't feel yourself as fueled and confident in that CEO mindset as you hear Shayna, you know, sounding right now, Andrea might be a great pair for you. That was her super strength and she's really helping. You know, you're already a high achieving entrepreneur, but helping you feel that way and step into that power, I think, is really where she was saying that's her sauce. And so I think that Shayna's aha was like, oh, that's my sauce too. That's maybe not what I need as much for me and my journey, but I know you're out there. And so if that's resonating with you, check out Andrea.
Yeah. And we're going to see if we can get all these coaches on the show to really focus in more on that zone of genius, hopefully share a little bit of tools. And then, of course, if you guys need connected to them, we can. So we'll be on that mission. I know some of them have already agreed. We haven't had some conversations yet, but just letting you guys know, we will be working on getting all of these coaches onto the show so that they can really spend more time talking to you about how they can support that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so then next we have Eileen Hahn step up, and she also had a colleague with her, Jennifer, and they are the people who were responsible for helping all of the experts as well as all of the guests and design business owners at this event take their predictive index. And I don't know if you're like me, but I freaking love a Myers-Briggs, an Enneagram. I love this kind of and theirs was, I would say, even a step above, really focused on your aptitude in business, impacting the world around you, what you are going to be naturally fulfilled by professionally and naturally successful at professionally. This test is an assessment and an analysis of that. So Shay, you took yours and you also had them talk to you a little bit about yours. And so I'd love to hear kind of your thoughts on that.
Yeah. The one thing I just want to add is what's most interesting to me about that test. And I know for Evelyn, it's kind of like the self-profiling. For me, I felt like my self-profiling was something like I already knew. It's like, you know, for people who love their horoscope or something like that, they read and you're like, oh my God, yes, I've already known this. That's how I kind of took mine. And sure, we can dive in. I feel like you could better reflect if we really wanted to. But my really pique interest is that every single role, we talk about these lanes of support that you need to put around you. You need on the baseline that marketing, admin, and design, three different zone of geniuses. And people inside of these divisions are different, right? Some need that creative thinking. Some need that super type A, really organized, thrive getting in the weeds. And what this test also shows is what you need to put around you if we're profiling a job responsibility.
Yeah, absolutely. Eileen and Jennifer together help businesses, Fortune 500 businesses, down to smaller businesses, hire and build the right team. And so for us, because 40Biz is all about taking the hiring, the training, the management, the micromanagement, the team development off the plate of the interior designer business owner, we're saying that's what we do for you. This is what they do with this added layer of what someone will naturally be great at or naturally be fulfilled by, helping that hiring and training and development process really be fueled by the data of what makes someone tick is so interesting to me.
And for us, I feel, you know, we've done a lot of work with our hiring process. It's been refined, refined, refined. It's very long. It's very elaborate. We have skills tests. We're asking to track time. We have all these booby traps around trying to catch if they are type A, if they do have more creative, what type of thinker are they? But the reality is sometimes people don't make it through the training period. And we say that the first 4 weeks, even if we give you a job offer, is on a trial basis, because at the same time, you don't really know.
Right.
You know, it could be a great interviewer. And I think Eileen and Luann even shared this, who actually executed your portfolio, who actually did your skills test.
How much of that work were you truly involved in?
Right. There's ways to hide behind the screen. And until you're actually working and communicating with a team, sometimes you can't really tell. In our last hiring round, we hired 4 people. And one is gone. And arguably, one questionably is we're on the fence. So that could be a 50% retention right there. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of resources that on our side, we have to manage all of that. Our problem, not yours. But what's super interesting is if we could add this enhanced layer that also profiles what's naturally inside them in terms of behavioral, those natural strengths that you're talking about. I was buzzing listening to this presentation. I'm like, ooh, partnership. Yeah. We're having a conversation.
Yeah.
And the other side of this coin is when you first start needing assistance, and you'll meet with me anytime you're getting assistance. I'm a part of the onboarding process, because defining who you are as a leader and figuring out how to delegate is the first hardest freaking step. And what I've been saying to people is, you don't really know who you are as a leader until you start leading. And then we figure it out, and then we adapt and enhance your processes around that. Cheat code, oh my God, this test really does profile who you are as a leader, maybe before you know it for yourself. Mine wasn't shocking to me. I felt it was validating. I actually feel like in my thinking big nature, it made me think even bigger, which is crazy to say. But if you really don't know, what an amazing foundation to be able to take this test and then for us to be able to help you figure out what that means for your delegation style. So I was excited by them.
Yeah. And extra layer that they told me that I hadn't thought of yet, because I was thinking about that. Like, we talk about delegation style, we talk about your leadership style. And they stopped me and they're like, okay, but what is your leadership style when you're talking to someone who has this profile in their chart? Your leadership style even needs to be refined for the person on the other side of the spectrum and what they're going to be responsive to. Like, in terms of leadership, in terms of team building, which is literally what we're all about, I think we have so much to continue to learn and layer on. And last thing I'll say, because I think that this was maybe one of the things that people were most, I don't know, responsive to in the room, Eileen's natural energy and enthusiasm.
I can't say enough. You want a dose of this lady around you. Yeah. I want her in my pocket, in my life. Any moment I'm stressed, I just would love Eileen. Hello?
I find myself to be a very enthusiastic person, and I'm like, she got me.
Ooh, I love that lady. She's so great. There is definite, mark my words, I'm saying it here, there will be partnerships happening with those ladies in 4D Biz to come.
Yeah.
Conversations will be happening, whether that takes a year to massage or not. It's happening. I'm throwing it into the universe.
Totally. Yeah. Good people. Good people. Okay. And then I am going to step out on a limb here. Let's see if you agree with me and say that the next presenter, I was just looking over at you the whole time. Like, this person is talking to the Shaynas in the room. This is Amber De La Garza, who Shayna briefly mentioned at the top of this episode. And she is really focused on productivity. I think she, in the room and her zone of genius, was the productivity specialist, helping you set your priorities, helping you make sure that those priorities are being reflected in the way that you're being productive throughout the day. And Amber, I felt like, in kind of talking about your belief systems and how that's going to trickle through to the way you work your day, I just kept side-eyeing Shayna, being like, you better be listening to this.
Well, what I love the most about Amber is her wholesome concept and understanding that as a business owner, business is life.
Yeah.
Everything is connected. How you show up in your business, how you show up in your home, how you show up to your kids, and really adapting that belief system to create a life that supports it. And that's what I love, because we talk about this all the time. And I think there's a podcast where we kind of go into a debate a little bit about fitness and this whole other kind of concept I have in the future. And is it connected? Is it something separate? And the debate me and Evelyn are having is like, but it's all the same. For the owner, life equals business. And it's hard to find, I feel, people out there that tie it all together. And my takeaway from Amber was that she is tying it all together. It is hard work. It is business therapy, personal therapy, life therapy. I mean, she had said in that presentation, like, we're scratching the surface, and these are very, very deep-seated beliefs that take a very long, intimate amount of time to figure out, which makes sense. When you were like, okay, so what are the beliefs that you need to change? I'm like, I don't know. I just know that, like, the issues stem there. Give me a minute.
Something about that was true. Yeah.
You know, like, Amber said it was going to take loads of time. Give me a minute. But it's cracking me up. But we did find one in that conversation. If we're going to kind of overshare a little bit.
Sure.
The one that we discovered was that if you've had a challenging upbringing, which I think does build a lot of driven people. Leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
My sense of empathy for others' struggling situation, even though, and connecting the predictive index, shows that I know when I need to give something or be something for someone else. It's a choice. It's not really a natural thing that I might omit to someone, but I've never given it to myself. So if I've never given it to myself, then that's why it's probably naturally this belief that I'm not giving it to others, maybe when they need it most from me, or consistently enough, or showing up enough. It has to be an active choice for me to calm down and provide that and not be so reactive, simmer, and kind of provide at the level. I'm sure you could explain that in a little bit of a different way, but I would say that that was our little,
yeah.
As we were diving, you're like, tell me more. I couldn't, you know, we kind of got to that one.
Right. We had our debrief and we're trying to dig into that a little bit. And yeah, you said that word empathy. And I think sometimes for you, you tend to use that synonymously with sympathy. And it's like, no, it's not about feeling bad for someone, but like feeling for someone.
Right.
And because of your experiences and how much you know you've been through and how much you know someone can grow through the pain, you don't have to have sympathy for someone when they're going through something hard that you're like, compared to mine, you know, like not that you're doing that, but that empathy for someone, as you're mentioning and on your chart, it's like you see big past that to where they could get to if they just get through. And it's like, okay, but remind yourself to come back and sit with them in it for a second before you start going through. Because they need to hear that too, but they also need the like, yeah, that sucks moment.
Right. And someone said, and if you're like me where your brain is just flying and you're trying to be productive, quote unquote, which really just means shoving as much crap in a day as you possibly can.
I'm sure Amber would disagree with that. That is not, we are not speaking totally for Amber there.
We're changing belief systems here. Changing belief systems. I had a lot of takeaways as well from that, but how many times, and I can't, maybe you remember who said this, starting your meetings, we talk about routine and we have that in us. And I'm always coaching that you need a routine inside your business. You need to show up. You need to meet with people. But maybe one out of 10 times, I actually start that meeting with, how are you? How's it going?
That was Eileen. Yeah.
Eileen. Yeah. Little nugget from her. Wow. I am flying. I am like just focused on strategy. And another rare belief system that's very old school, that's like business is business and life is life. And you keep your crap in your personal life over there and you show up for your business, no excuses mentality, and you just do the thing. But we are humans. And I hope no one thinks I'm like this crazy leader.
No, she's not.
I'm really not.
Can vouch for Shayna.
I feel as if I only check in on that personal level. A, if I know something is going on inside the home or something happened inside of life.
Yeah. They've come forward to say, I'm dealing with this challenge or something.
Right.
Like that.
Or B, I can see that your clients are really hot and heavy and you have a lot going on, or you're working with a challenging client that is in their own emotional journey. And I know that can affect them and I'm checking in, but I'm not just consistently checking in. Take those few minutes. What does it take? 5 minutes? Like, how is it going? And not allow the answer of like, good, ask another question on a deeper level to try and break open. Because depending on the predictive index, someone is either going to respond and give me all the answers that I want and actually give me a life update. I'm getting married. I have my hair and makeup test. This is an actual thing inside of our company right now. And this is what's going on in life. And I love what I'm doing now. I'll do more. I want to take on more responsibility after the wedding because I have some focus here. Great. We're in alignment versus someone else who kind of keeps things closer in, closer to home.
I can say that when someone says to me, how are you? I say, yeah, good.
Yeah, you are that person. I feel like I'm the person you'll always know what's going on with me, but I feel like a crap friend. And maybe a way to also enhance my leadership is to ask more questions, especially to the people who aren't like me and are going to wear their emotions on the sleeve, even though I know how to reserve those in high stress moments with the teams. I still share what I've got going on in life, or the team is pretty much well aware of things happening in my life.
Right. It's natural to you.
Yeah, it's very natural. So that was a big takeaway as well, really getting connected with the team. Take that 5 minutes, start that meeting with how are you? How's it going? And don't accept just good. Ask that secondary question and keep going. And then let's get into business and let's talk about what we need to get done on this call. So for me, I just need to take a breath, I think, before these string of meetings.
Yeah. Okay. And then we had, I think, rounding out the group, Donna Hoffman, and she is the interior design advocate. So she is also a coach for interior designers and a luxury interior design firm owner herself. I think her presentation, it seemed to me, was a little bit more specific in one area of everything she does, where I think what we've talked about now, it was a broad look at their specialty. It felt to me like Donna was diving into one of the many things she helps interior designers with. So I don't want you to feel as though what I'm about to say is kind of her whole shtick. It didn't sound to me like it was, but for her purpose being there on Friday for Power Talk Friday Tour was to talk about really your sales mentality, how you're selling with your clients, as well as the idea of niching without the ick, as the title would say, but really niching as well as diversifying. So that was kind of the value of her presentation, helping you really make a benefit-driven sale that clients will respond to, and also the benefits of niching your services while diversifying your level of income.
I was buzzing as she was doing that presentation because when I was doing door-to-door sales, which was sales huddle every morning, inside every morning and in trainings, it's like, benefits sell, features tell. You know, and she wasn't like saying that, but in my head, I wanted to just like scream it from the rooftop because that's what she was saying. Benefits sell and features tell. And what I loved about her is, I think another possible pending partnership in the future, throwing it to the universe, because everything she say is what I stand by. Her pricing model, this hybrid approach of that design fee structure where it really is hourly, but you put the boundaries around a flat fee, understanding that the first sale is not the last sale. There's a series of upsells that happens inside of that, and a very clear-cut sales process that is not about the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the value of the service.
And it's also very well documented. She went into that scope of work document.
Oh, you have to. You have to. It's how you do the upsell. It's how you clarify, like, I only refer back. We have two optional furnishing layouts. I put in three concepts for that library millwork with two shaded elevations to see color differentials. It is your way to track that job, monitor that job. If the client changes scope, add scope, needs more, sometimes they need more, you are able to point back to that very, very specific scope. I say this also with people. There's so many assumptions we're making in the beginning when you're pricing that job. Okay, I'm thinking we're going to do an accent wall over here with wall covering. I really would like to do an RCP to show you what that exposed beam could look like, faux beam running through your house. I'm thinking that we're going to do automation, full automation for sound lighting and window treatments, but we really don't know until all these quotes come in, which is happening in phase one. And so we really, really have to be specific, because once we get them past that phase, we are going to have to point back. Maybe your original purchase order list was 50 items and now it's at 72. Okay, now we have 12 more items to source, put on a board, price, invoice, place an order, and track. And if you don't address that from the beginning, you are going to have a very upset client at the end when they're about to spend all their money and you're asking for more. And they're like, what? How? Why? They don't remember that contract. They don't remember scope of work. They remember the money. You have to do that realignment. And I cannot wait to bring her on the show, because I think everything that we say is in complete alignment together.
Yeah. Whereas like with Amber, I'm doing the look to Shayna, like, okay, I hope you're really hearing this. I hope you're really taking this in. More with Donna, I'm giving that side. I like,
Yeah, she gets it. She totally gets it.
Totally. Very, very in alignment. Always so great to feel validated in that way. But really, I thought a very successful presentation on a very high level. I mean, they didn't have very much time whatsoever, but on a very high level going into what you need to be making sure your priorities are in selling that client, as clear as you need to be, as benefit-driven as you need to be. And one thing that she said, again, not to give any nuggets, but the vocabulary she used of profit proud.
I love that.
I really liked that, reminding designers to be profit proud. I thought, yeah, I like this chick, you know? I agree.
Yeah. Are we a nonprofit or what are we doing? When you're going into the sourcing freaking abyss, what the heck are we doing? Let's stop getting stuck. And yeah, profit proud. I love that.
And service oriented. Yes, for sure. But also profit proud as a business owner. I really liked that.
And lastly, I have to throw into her, which I love even more. She did go into like economic downturn. And you know, that's going to happen in life. You're going to wave through.
She said she started her luxury firm in a downturn in 2008. So she's like, I get it. I've been there. It can happen.
And she knows how to manipulate casting the net. Yes, we niche, but diversification at the same time. And you can control that diversification. That's a whole other massive conversation that is highly debatable. But I really am going to put it on the topic list to release next because I'm also learning we are not struggling right now, but some designers are. And I think I know why. And I also think I know how to solve it as well. So we'll throw that nugget out there that Evelyn will get this on the production list too. We are going to talk about the necessity of diversifying your sales. I'm not taking away that you need the niche, but.
And not but, and you need the niche. And
yeah,
you need to make sure that you can widen the bottom of your funnel when what you need is more.
Exactly. When you need the money, you have to know how to widen the net and just get over it. And so let's just pass this topic.
Actually, you know what? Last thing I'll say about Donna is okay. I loved her pants. Those pants were fabulous.
I know. That is a total you pants. Totally. I feel like. Yes. She had white pants with like a patterned sequin silver.
A silver sequin floral happening. Love.
Looking fabulous, confident, exuding all the things that you need in sales. So we'll have her on the show hopefully soon as well, and we can dive into that further.
Totally.
Way to go, Donna.
Yeah. But then after that, there was some roundtables. So then we're hearing from all these experts, and I think we were really there in the room just as much for them because we know that everybody has a different lane of what they coach, what they teach, what they're strengthening in. Interior designers. So our target market totally aligns. Great people to know and understand more about what they're doing. And we had that opportunity in really small groups to talk to interior designers just like you.
Just like you.
As we would always say. And the questions that came out, what people are thinking about, and designers in their first year in business, designer in their 21st year in business, doing all different levels of revenue, all different tiers of service offerings. Really, at the end of the day, a lot of the questions were still in the same general themes: pipeline, profit, building a team. I mean, these are the things that no matter where you are, they're top of mind for you. The shades are different, but the themes are still the same. And that is literally what For Designer Business is all about. It's what so many of these coaches are all about. There are so many amazing resources available to you. We are one, but one of many. And I thought that these coaches did a really great job of just sharing what they're all about and where they can step in to help you reach your goals.
Yes. If you have not been to a Power Talk Friday, and I will full disclosure say I didn't know what to expect because it was our first Power Talk Friday. So I didn't feel I knew, you know, I was kind of vaguely saying these are what the coaches are doing. But being at a Power Talk Friday event, even though I was speaking at it, so much value. And where you are now is not where you are going to be in even 3 or 4 months. There are people in that room who have just been on that Power Talk Friday train of being at almost every event. And now I get why. Because you are always going to need to work on the foundation of your business. And you are going to take something differently away. You're going to be working on a different aspect of your business. There's going to be different coaches in that room that you need more in a certain foundational period than others. And it's pretty rare. I don't really know many other events out there. Let us know in the comments if I'm totally wrong, but that have this many coaches And Luann has such a great way of bringing so many strong zones of genius. You know, and I am someone, and Evelyn knows this, I'm pretty judgy on a lot of people in the sense of I've paid and hired a lot of people and I've been disappointed a lot of times.
No, maybe not judgy, just so much as like cynical.
I have a high level of expectation, a very, very high level of expectation. If you are out there saying something, you better back what you're saying. And there was not one person in that room that I felt shouldn't have been there or didn't know what they were saying or couldn't help you or it was kind of a farce, you know, not a single soul. Highly impressed by all of those ladies. They are very clear on where they can help you. Ultimately, all of us would make a superpower team to genuinely support someone at every aspect of your journey. I can see how you need these ladies, 1000%. So Power Talk Friday, haven't been, you should definitely, I mean, it's not even my event. It's not my event, I'm over here like marketing away. But you should definitely, definitely go to this event. You will not regret. I didn't. As we wrap up today's episode, we hope you're feeling inspired by the stories, insights, and the aha moments that we took away from our time at High Point. If you're walking away from this episode with a notebook full of ideas, remember, clarity comes with action. Take a breath, pick one thing to implement, and keep moving forward. Progress happens one step at a time, and you're not alone on the path. If you want more support, resources, or just a real conversation about your design business, we're here for you. Set up a free call with us at the link in the show notes or join our email list at fordesignerbusiness.com/subscribe for more tips and inspiration. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please help us grow this community of amazing designers just like you by rating, reviewing, and subscribing wherever you listen. New episodes drop every Tuesday, so be sure to subscribe and get notified. And as always, we are cheering you on as you build the business and the life you deserve. Until next time, keep designing and keep dreaming.